Global Green Grants has given out millions in grant dollars to grassroots organizations in the developing world. In 2011, the nonprofit gave about $4,000 to Environmental Watch on North Caucasus to research and report on ecological impacts of the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Since then, that nonprofit's bank account has been frozen by Russian authorities, and two members have been detained.
When I talked to Andre Rudomacha, he's the coordinator for Environmental Watch, I asked him, you know, what keeps you going? And he says, well, we just have to keep going. And he called into question, first of all, not only why would you hold the games in a protected national park, but why would you create new Olympic venues every 2 years anyway?
So this Environmental Watch group in Russia never completed their report, but you've stayed in regular communication with them. What have you heard about the ecological issues with all the construction surrounding the Sochi Games?
Sochi is home to Sochi National Park. It protects thousands of acres of forest land and montane meadows. You know, imagine if the United States was proposing to hold the Olympics in Rocky Mountain National Park. You know, that would be similar. There's no ski runs there. There's no Olympic Village there. But this was even more extreme because there weren't even roads leading into the park.
We've heard reports of old growth forests being cut down. And how does that affect the people who actually live there?
People who live in villages and small cities below the Mazymtsy River Basin, whenever there's a hard rain now, they're flooded. So it's just been an ecological disaster, this decision to hold the Olympics there. And they believe it's the most environmentally destructive Olympic Games in world history.
So let me ask you, you think you're going to be watching the Games yourself?
I don't think that watching the Olympics one way or the other is going to cause change. What needs to happen is people in this country and internationally need to know the true story of what happened in Sochi and start to put pressure, start to demand that we hold the Olympics in a truly sustainable manner.
Chris Abrams is communication director for Boulder-based Global Green Grants. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.